to this week's episode of Short Stories on Toku Toku. On this week's episode, Dreamer by Chima.
Dreams never made sense to me. I always thought they were a trick of the mind. People come forward with dreams showing them people dying, or dreams showing them good fortune which they had wished for previously. Sometimes, I'd have weird dreams like that, but it never made any meaning to me. I'd write it all off as our imagination showing us what we wanted to see based on certain thought patterns, and then laugh internally when people would claim that their dreams came true. I was taking a walk on my street one lonely night, listening to music and taking in the night air. The street lights were on, and the security agents were stationed at their usual spots, so I wasn't worried about my safety. I hummed along to the sweet sounds from my headset while kicking a stone as I walked along. Then a flickering light caught my attention in Mr. Iyamo's house a distance away from where I was. I continued, thinking it was an electrical issue and they would deal with it. But as I got closer, the flickering intensified and I got concerned. "Aren't they around to change the bulb or something?" I said out loud. The flickering intensified. I crossed the road to Mr. Iyamo's compound and stood in front of the house, concerned. The flickering did not stop. I knocked on the gate and one knock opened it. Weird, I said out loud. I continued into the compound until I got to his front door. I knocked 3 times, no response. "Hello?" I called out loud. "Hello?" I called again. After 3 more knocks, I stepped back. The light had begun to flicker more violently. I knew then that something was wrong. I brought out my phone to call for help, but it refused to come on. I tapped it, tried a hard reset, did all I could, but the phone refused to come on. Strangely enough, the music still played in my ears. I knew something was not right. I looked at the flickering lights from what I'd identified as one of the rooms in the house, and it was still flickering violently. I tried knocking again and calling out to the occupants and got no response. Then I rammed the door to get in, and the first thing I saw was 2 knives sticking out of Osasua, Mr. Iyamo's first daughter. I screamed, and then I woke up. 2 days later, the whole neighborhood was in a panic as I was returning from work. People were gathered at Mr. Iyamo's. My fears became real as I ran towards the house. "What happened? Why all the commotion?" I asked Miss Igwe, who was just standing and watching it all. "Same thing you saw in your dreams 2 nights ago, Francis. The Iyamos have been murdered," Miss Igwe said, still focused on the house. My head became light and I staggered back a bit. I took a second to collect myself. "You want to ask how I knew?" Miss Igwe said, still not looking at me. She continued, "You're a dreamer, Francis, just like me. Everyone dreams, but people like us, we don't dream about mundane stuff. We dream about real-time events, like a vision." She paused, then turned to me and stared into my dazed eyes. "Francis, dreamers are connected. We don't see the same things, but when one of us is in close proximity with the other, a connection is established. We get a headache when that person is dreaming, and it doesn't stop until that person has finished dreaming. In the dream world, there's no concept of time. A dreamer may dream for a minute in this world, but in the dream world, he may be going through it for a whole year. And the pain his fellow dreamers in close proximity feel is commensurate. At the end of the dream, the other dreamers in close proximity get an image flashed across their minds, like a scene from the dream." I looked at her, mouth opened and confused as she spoke. "What the hell are you saying, Miss Igwe? Someone just died and you are spilling superstitious bullshit," I blurted out angrily. She turned back to the chaotic scene. "I came to this neighborhood to escape," she began. "My life was peaceful until you showed up 6 years ago. I saw all your dreams and have suffered countless headaches because of you." Then she turned to me again, showing more intensity than before. Francis, I saw you sleep with girls. I saw you pay for a car and drive it to your mom's place. I saw you hanging out with your friends. Nice dreams and all that, but I don't want to be in your head. She screamed and walked away. I stood there, confused. Before I knew it, I was running after her. Miss Igwe, please wait. Please wait. I'm sorry. Just wait. I stopped her. So, you can see my dreams? I asked. She looked at me blankly. I'll take that as a yes, I said. Is there any way we can sever this connection? If what you say is true, it means I probably have been seeing your dreams too, because I've seen a woman who looks just like you on some nights, and I woke up with a headache too. She began to walk away. I stared at her as she walked away, confused at the whole thing. Then she stopped and turned back. We can't do anything about it, Francis, she said. It's a burden we have to live with. What you choose to do about the things you see in your dreams is up to you, because you can only stop dreaming when you die. Just don't kill me with headaches, please. She said and walked away.
You can follow us on Twitter at OG Toku Toku, Facebook at Original Toku Toku, and IG at Original Toku Toku. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.